A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Now, we are familiar, I hope, with the whole context of this. The great men and women of faith of chapter 11, them being the cloud of witnesses, the laying aside of every weight, but I don't want to look at that today, but rather at the last part, which refers to laying aside the sin which clings so closely. Other translations refer to the sin which wraps itself around your ankles. One is often confused, Christians often are confused by the question, why is it, O Lord, that when I became a Christian, most sins simply fell away? I didn't do anything. You just released me by your grace. And they think that, therefore, by works they've got to do the rest. No, it's not like that. You don't want to become like the Galatians. But still, God commands us here and tells us that we should lay aside the sin which clings so closely. The word wrap is perhaps even more accurate. That wraps itself around. When you became a Christian, and I hope you have, you will have found that most sins that fell away were outward sins. But now the sins of habit, the sins of the character, the sins of the heart need to be dealt with. And it is amazing that God says, now you do it. The truth is, He has done it by His grace. He has done it on the cross. All sin was dealt with, the big sins and those sins which cling so closely, through the cross and His resurrection, and His being ascended into heaven and His praying for us with the Father. He has accomplished a full and perfect salvation. And yet He says, now you unwrap that sin. He's given you the tools to do it. Think of Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, who was dead for days in the tomb, so much so that Mary and them said, but Lord, don't even open the stone because it will smell terrible. His body will be putrefied. But the Lord still said, Lazarus, come out, in a loud voice. He came out, but he was still wrapped with these death clothes, you could call it. And others had to help him to get unwrapped. Now you need to lay aside every sin which clings so closely. More of it next time.